The title for my homily this morning is simply The Church. The story is told of a time in the Middle Ages where there was a very successful Jewish merchant who lived in Paris. And he had the opportunity to get to know the Bishop of Paris. And in getting to know the Bishop of Paris, he became intrigued by Catholicism and was considering converting to the faith. The bishop wanted to help expedite this so that it could happen as soon as possible. But this Jewish merchant said, "No, no, before I am baptized, I need to go to Rome. There's business I need to do there." This concerned the bishop because he knew what life was like in Rome. It was the time of the Borgia popes. It was not a good scene. Oh, by the way, the Borgia popes, they had mistresses, they had children. As I say, not a good scene. And the bishop thought, oh no, everything is lost. He's going to go to Rome, he's going to come back, and he's going to say, no thank you, no Catholicism for me. So the merchant goes off to Rome, does his business, comes back about 6 months later, and the bishop says, "So how are you?" And he said, "I'm well, and I want to become Catholic." And the bishop said, "Did you meet with the Pope? Did you meet with the cardinals? Did you spend time interacting with the hierarchy in Rome?" And he said, yeah, I want to become a Catholic. And the bishop said, "So all that you've seen there, you still want to become a Catholic?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm a good businessman." And I concluded, the way they won that operation, if it was just run by human beings, it wouldn't have lasted for 15 years. And here it is, having existed for 1,500 years. Surely the only reason this has existed and lasted is because it is inspired by God himself. And that is the reality of the church. The church is a very human institution, but the church is inspired by God. And in the readings that we have from Holy Scripture this morning, we hear articulated so beautifully the four marks of the church: that the church is one, the church is holy, Catholic, and apostolic. In that reading that Alfredo did from the Acts of the Apostles, it's clear that Peter has a place of primacy, that he is the one who speaks on behalf of the apostles. But it's also clear that he does not make a decision unilaterally. He consults with the other apostles who are there in the company of the 120 who are gathered. So here, before Pentecost, we see a very clear expression of the church's unity that is centered in Peter. But we're also aware that there is always controversy in the church. And it's articulated so clearly when we are told that Judas turned aside to go to his own place. So although the church is one, because there is that human willfulness, there are those within the leadership of the church who, rather than serving the Lord, are actually in a way serving themselves, and they go to their own place. So, a church that is one under Peter, but a church that is in the world, so there is always this controversy. But the church is also holy. What does that mean? To be holy means to be set apart. And in today's gospel, Jesus put it so clearly when he said, "You didn't choose me, but I actually chose you. And I have appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." And that's what the Jewish merchant came to realize, that this is more than a human institution, that the church is that community that has been called together by God, has been called out of the world to go back into the world to live as the people of Christ. But we're also holy because of the book that we have, the Holy Scriptures. And in that reading from Acts, Peter quotes from the Psalms and says that although what has happened with Judas is incredibly painful, and you can imagine what that must have been like for the early church, that Judas, who had been with them for 3 years, and even at the end, they didn't know the degree to which he would be complicit with the Jewish authorities and the way that he would betray their beloved Messiah. But even in the midst of that pain, Peter is able to refer to the Holy Scriptures to say, this is part of a much larger story that God is writing. So to be the church that is holy is to be the church that is entering more fully into the story of which God is the author. And he said to you and to me, I've chosen you to be part of what I am writing. So the church is one, holy and Catholic. What does that mean? Well, of course it means that the church is universal, that it is worldwide. But it also means that it is historical, that there is a continuity to the story that is passed on from generation to generation to generation. And indeed, in the passage that we have from Acts, one of the criteria to be an apostle was that you were someone who participated through the 3 years of Jesus' active ministry. This is what makes Christianity such a grounding religion, because it's not just based on our speculation, on our abstract ideas. No, the Christian faith is grounded in historicity, and that there is no ancient event that can be more clearly verified than the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. So the church is one, holy, Catholic, and lastly, she is apostolic. Remember what the word apostle means, one who is sent. And so here, clearly in Acts, to be an apostle meant primarily that you witnessed the resurrection. Because, of course, for us as Christians, our faith is rooted in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. St. Paul put it this way, if Christ has not been raised from the dead, our faith is futile. So go home and do something else. But, says Paul, in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. And so he concludes 1 Corinthians 15 at verse 58 with these words, therefore, my beloved, remain steadfast in the Lord, because in the Lord your faith is not in vain. A church that is apostolic is a church that witnesses to the resurrection. And from the very beginning, Jesus has established those to be apostles, and their successors are the bishops. And so here we are on this 14th of May in this most unusual year of 2021. So much is outside of our control. So much that we might feel powerless over, particularly because of COVID. But that doesn't in any way detract from who we are as the people of God. And be it the medieval church or the church in 2021, we belong to the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And as we prayed in our collect today, what does this mean for us? Let me read these words again. O God, who assigned St. Matthias a place in the College of Apostles, grant that through his intercession, that rejoicing at how your love has been allotted to us, we may merit, to be numbered among your elect. God chooses us. That's the amazing thing about the Christian faith, that we are his elect. We are part of this family, of this church. And at the end of the Easter season, and on this feast day of St. Matthias, this is what the church would invite us to consider today.